On Oxford College at Emory University Week, symbols send a powerful message in American society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Douglas A. Hicks, professor of religion, examines how politicians use these symbols to convey their own messages.
The American flag, the Confederate flag, statues and monuments, the Bible, these are powerful symbols, and Americans interpret them in different ways. Loyalty and pride, or exclusion and hate. The same object might say justice to me and oppression to you. My scholarship examines how political leaders invoke religious imagery and for what ends. Leaders use symbols to communicate their vision and to claim authority. When the president recently raised a Bible before a church for a photo op, he seemed to suggest his cause was righteous. Clergy and scholars retorted that he was profaning a sacred book to quell peaceful protests. Tearing down statues is a ritual act of declaring a new social order. Look at Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia. Kneeling before a flag can be an act of reverence, and it is also a rejection of injustice. Note the actions of NBA and NFL athletes as the national anthem plays. Marching across a bridge enacts a sacred pilgrimage towards a beloved community. The Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, is now a sacred site of the civil rights movement. Rarely do political figures cite the religious meanings of their images. They don't have to. A symbol's power to move us can transcend explanation. Studying religion in public life helps us sort out what type of society we will build. My research contrasts those leaders who invoke faith to fuel division from those who invoke it for inclusion. Symbols are powerful because more often than not, they evoke the sacred for some cause. Religious studies can help us make sense of and to shape our politics.
That was Douglas A. Hicks of Oxford College at Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.